Right now it is time for us to bring in Mike Causey. It is time for us to check sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Major League Baseball is out of control right now, and it's absolutely ridiculous. This is where you need a strong commissioner who is an intelligent commissioner to tell players to shut up, go to your camps, play your games, do your practice, play baseball. Because now every player has got something to say about this.
And yeah, why weren't they so vocal when these guys were cheating with performance-enhancing drugs?
There's a whole bunch of things that go along with this. And you know what? You're talking now, and you're a player, and you're criticizing Houston, blah, 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 blah. And the Boston thing hasn't even come up yet. So you are muddying the waters. What are you going to do when the final details come out about what happened with Boston? And who knows what might come out after that, except the findings. The commissioner's done a terrible job with it, except the fact that he's made a mockery of this. And just do what people want you to do right now. Play baseball.
How come this guy Fears isn't being prosecuted? How come nothing's happened to him?
I just
opened up the can of worms that Pedro Martinez called a rat. And justifiably so.
Do you remember? Jim Boughton's book when it came out.
Yeah, Ball Four.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Ball Four is nothing compared to this, because what's going on here, and when the bad thing that's going on here is that in playing baseball, in my opinion, in watching baseball over the years, and playing Little League, even though I couldn't make a Little League team, I was in the farm system. When you were on a team, you were on a team. And when you wanted to be aggressive and you were playing the other team, that was in the game itself. But when you take players now out of the game and they're in the locker room and they're criticizing other players, it can lead to no good. No good at all. I'm sorry.
I just want to know why. Okay, Houston cheated and they did what they did. My opinion doesn't matter in this. 90% of the league was cheating on steroids. Why is that good? Why is that okay?
I can't explain that, Mike. You're absolutely right. I was watching MLB last night, and Brian Kinney said the same thing. He said, listen, I'm not saying that they don't have a right to be upset if they cheated now, but what about all those years? And I forget who was on with Brian Kinney. And Brian Kinney said this, that you were in the locker room with that player. You respected the privacy of that locker room.
That's why Fears is a rat.
Yeah. And when it leaves the locker room, all of a sudden, that hey, we can handle this. This is our problem. That goes away, and it's no longer, you're not protecting your teammate. And this is something that baseball's going to have to get a handle on really quick, because if they don't, and if players are really this upset, and you get into the and you get into the game situation, it's just, I mean, it's no good. It's just no good. That's all.
And Aaron Judge is chirping yesterday that he should have won the MVP and everything.
He was wrong.
Okay, then let's go back a few years when you had A-Rod and you had Clemens and you had a whole bunch of other Yankees on PEDs that won championships.
No,
well, then I guess we should take them away too, shouldn't we, Mr. Judge?
No, absolutely. He was wrong, just like all these other players.
They're wrong. Like you said, the sanctity of the locker room is gone.
Yeah, and to sit there and say that you're going to use this as a motivating factor when you play the Houston. You're a professional athlete. You're motivating.
You should be motivated to win a championship.
That's it. And the commissioner has got to start fining. You know what? We've got another investigation going on. Anybody that talks about this any more to the press is going to get a $10,000 or $100,000 fine. You just got to put.
Let's just say, God forbid, because these pitchers can't hit a spot to save their life. So they can't hit a batter where they can hit a batter and not hit him in a dangerous spot. Let's say one of these guys that throws so hard hits one of these guys in the head and he goes in a coma and, God forbid, loses his life or he's in a coma for 6 months. That's going to be acceptable?
Well, that's what I mean.
That's going to be okay because you retaliated for them using a buzzer?
This is what I mean. This is where it's gotten out of hand, and this is where if you had a strong commissioner, it would stop. Because
all he has to do is say, if there's a questionable hit by pitch that we think was intentional, you'll be suspended for the season without pay. That'll stop it real quick. But he's not saying anything like that because the guy doesn't have a clue what he's doing.
He's got to get out there and say, okay, this is the commissioner. Anybody, we've got ongoing investigations going on. Anybody that speaks publicly about this is going to be fined $1 million and you miss a week's worth of games.
Second, you know what the best part about it is?
What?
Now you got basketball players talking about it.
Yeah.
You got people in Hollywood giving their opinion.
Yeah.
Who cares what you think? Who really cares what you think?
The game used to handle problems like this by itself.
Not anymore.
No. It's
not anymore.
It's
trust me, if this came out and it was known within the players themselves in the league that they cheated and a couple of guys got popped during the year for it, nothing would be said. But now when you got 30 teams playing against one and threatening them with injury, what Markakis said yesterday, they need a beating?
Yeah, come on.
What are you talking about? You locker room with a bat and start hitting them?
I know, it's just the whole thing is ludicrous, and it's just spiraled out of control, totally out of control.
It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. I mean, like you said, you need to be motivated because you say the Astros cheated. Oh well.
Then that's a real bad sign.
So I guess like the batters that played against Houston that didn't produce runs when they were held to one or two runs a game and lost, I guess they went up to the batter's box blindfolded. I guess that's the reason why they lost too, huh?
I just guess the reason that I say this is that it's not like the Houston Astros weren't disciplined, okay?
And trust me, it's not like the Houston Astros were the only team doing it.
No, but all I'm saying is it's not like they weren't disciplined. They were disciplined not only with money, not only with the firing of managers and general managers, and not only that, but draft picks on top of that. They were disciplined. Move on.
And like I said before, if you want a clean house for cheating, man, there's a whole lot of cheating going on with the needles in your arms that teams won championships, won MVPs, won Cy Youngs. You want to start taking things away? You might not like the results.
So anyways, all right, so I'm going to leave
it
at that.
Yeah, but it's ridiculous. It's got to come to an end.
Yeah, it just got to stop. It's turned into an elementary school fight in the schoolyard. It's just stupid. Different insults being hurled. It's just stupid. It's very demeaning to the game and to the people that are doing it. All right. With that being said, is there anything else to talk about in sports?
Right now, no. Saturday they start playing. We'll see what happens. Judge is hurt again. He hurt his shoulder. I don't know how. Didn't even play a game yet. You know, for a guy that's doing a lot of talking that said he should have won an MVP 3 years ago now, he hasn't played more than 120 games either of the last 2 years. So maybe he should concentrate on being healthy. But he's hurt again already. They're making a big deal out of Lugo stubbing his toe. They say he fractured his little toe. Yeah, it's important for a pitcher for balance and whatnot. But today's, February 19th?
Yeah.
He's going to be fine in a couple of weeks. But that's the point where they're at right now, where if a pitcher stubs his toe, it's major news. But major news is Judge's shoulder hurt again, and they even haven't had to play a game yet.
All right. Other than that, really, that's it for sports.
Yeah, not much.
Yep.
You know, right. LeBron James wants to be the NBA commissioner, the MLB commissioner. It's just a matter of time until he wants to run football. You know, he has a halo on his head. He has wings, and he can fly. So.
All right, well.
LeBron James, what a joke he is.
We'll see if baseball gives us a day off today and we don't want to.
No, somebody will come out and say something dumb.
You're right.
Somebody will threaten somebody again.
Amazing.
It's funny how a lot of these guys that are chirping never won a championship. Yeah. Maybe it's just because they have, they're lacking something.
It's amazing. All right, we'll check with you mañana.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports.